Yeah.
All right, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is John William once again. Now, you need to carry your debit card with you. I believe you got a debit card from NAB.
Yeah.
You need to carry your debit card with you because while making a payment, it might be required in the bank. You need to carry your driver's license with you. It might be required in the bank. And you need to carry that piece of paper with you in which you have written down the account information. Okay?
Mm.
And okay. Also, you need to carry your mobile phone with you. I'm going to stay on the line every time. Don't hang up. Keep your mobile in your pocket. Sorry?
Okay.
Yeah, keep your mobile in your pocket. Now, listen, once you reach outside the bank, when you park your car, let me know before coming out of the car because I have to inform my officers that you are going to make a payment. They should be ready. Okay? Are you there?
Yeah. I feel a bit weird.
Sir, don't worry. You are in a safe hand. This is for your safety and security. Trust me, you will not lose any of your single penny. We already transferred 18,000 into your account, but it is hidden. Once you made a payment, get back to your home. I will show you your money in your account. Okay?
I'm not sure about this. I feel very
So you have to because you are helping our nation to catch the criminals. So be confident. Please, your money is not going to make me a millionaire. I will lose my job. Trust me if I do anything wrong with you. You are not making any payment from your pocket. No, we already transferred 18,000, but you have to make a payment of 17,000. And I forgot to tell you why you have to make a payment of 17,000, because $1,000 you are getting extra in your account as a reward money, and this reward money is gift to you by our government because you are helping our nation to catch the criminals. So every customer is getting a reward money. So out of 18,000, you can keep $1,000 with you. That is a reward money, okay, for you. It is a gift for you from our government, okay? And rest of the 17,000, you have to make a payment, all right? Now you understood what we have done?
Yeah, I still...
Sir, you are overthinking now. Don't waste your time, otherwise the bank will get closed. Don't overthink. All right? Follow my instruction and do a telegraphic transfer. They will charge you $30 or $32 as a transaction fee. You have to pay it. Okay? Telegraphic transfer. All right? I just explained you each and everything so that you will not get confused. So this is why I explained you everything like a mirror. So don't waste your time. Start driving. Once you reach outside the bank, when you park your car, let me know. I am on the line. Okay? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm not so uncomfortable.
So you have to. You are the victim of the hacker. If you will not help us, that means you are encouraging the hacker to misuse your account for money laundering, and you might face some legal problem in future. As I told you before transferring the money, I told you I need your help and you said to me, okay, I will help us. And we already transferred the money and you received the money into your account, but now you are changing your mind. You are being dishonest with me.
I'm not being dishonest. I'm being, well,
Actually, you are not a technical person. That's the reason you are confused what you are doing. But I am doing this job each and every day with so many customers. So please trust me. Otherwise, we won't be able to find the hacker and we won't be able to put them behind the bars. Again, the hacker will try to misuse your bank account for money laundering and you might lose your money. You might face some legal problem in future. And I don't want you to disconnect your internet line either. I don't want you to face any legal problem in future. That's the reason I'm telling you, let me complete my security work, then the technician will arrive tomorrow. If you're worried about your money, don't worry. Once you're done with the payment, get back to your home. I will tell you, sir, you can log in into your account and you can check your balance. Your money will be there. Don't worry about your money. Okay?
Yeah.
So please start driving, otherwise your bank will get closed. We don't have enough time. Okay? I am on the line. carry your mobile with you, your debit card, your driver's license. Don't hang up. Keep your mobile in your pocket. Once you reach outside the bank, let me know. All right?
I'll be on my phone.
Sorry?
We've been hacked with our system. Someone trying to hack into my personal stuff on phone. Now they're telling me to go to the bank. Got the guy sent out. And literally undercover. And they didn't tell me to put some money into this guy's account for land purchase.
Are you talking
and
to me? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there, sir? Hello?
Going through it. Checking my fully. Where things hacked from and stuff.
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me, sir?
Hey.
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm on the line. To whom you are speaking with?
My dad.
Okay, so are you going or not? Tell me, sir, because I have to inform my officer.
I'm not going on credential counsel.
What happened? Could you please let me know why you are not happy to do this?
I just don't feel like it's legit. I feel like it's a scam. And I know you say all the stuff, but...
Not a scam, okay? If this is a scam, then why we have given our money into your account, 18,000? Why we have transferred it?
It's sitting there somewhere else.
Sir, NAB head office has already transferred 18,000 into your account, sir, but it is hidden in there.
I'll bring it out for the check then.
Sir, you can check it. Once you will make a payment, get back to your home, I will show you your money in your account, okay? I will show you,
No, I'm not doing that.
So I'm going to disconnect your internet line. You won't be able to use your internet anymore because it is not safe and secure. And I'm going to send the cops at your doorstep because you are helping helping the hacker to misuse your account for money laundering. Right, sir? This is why
I'm
you are not helping
him.
Us. So why you are not helping us to find
them? Well, you can go and get the cops there. I'm saying, yeah, you can take me up there and make sure it's legit then. Do that.
Sorry?
Get the cops here and make sure it's legit then.
Yeah, definitely I will send the cops, and you might be behind the bars because you are encouraging the hacker to misuse your account.
I'm not indirecting nothing. I'm just saying I don't know if it's true or not, so I want some...
Sir, it is legitimate. That's why I told you we are going to send our engineer for the checkup of your modem. He will show you his ID proof and you will get all the paperwork by him. I told you. And I'm telling you, you will not lose any of your single penny. I'm telling you. Why you don't trust me?
I don't know you really, but I'm sorry.
You can write down my information if you want. I can give it to you. Write down my details, my employment ID and helpline number, everything. I will give it to you. Write it down.
It still means nothing. In general, means nothing.
You can call our helpline number and give my employment ID to them. They will verify me whether I work for the NCA or not. Okay? Shall I give you my details?
Sir,
you are changing your mind now. Before receiving the money, before I...
Yeah, well, I told you I was uncomfortable, so, you know, you got to take it both ways, you know?
Sorry?
I said you can't pressure someone to do something so they don't come to that. At the end,
okay,
you know?
If you don't want to go to the branch, okay, but we will do it online, sir, it will not happen. So this is why we cannot do it online. Physically, you have to go to your bank. Please try to understand, because we cannot do telegraphic transfer online. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So please try to go to the bank, otherwise the bank will get closed. Try to go to the bank, sir. You will not lose any of your single penny, trust me. I will show you your money in your account. Don't waste your time. Otherwise, the hacker will get aware that we are planning something to catch them. We have found 5 hackers, including the bank, inside your bank account. Total 5 hackers. I have shown you only one picture of the hacker. We have to catch all of them. So get ready, start driving, okay? I am on the line. I'm not going to leave you. If I'm not legitimate, I will simply hang up. But no, I am legitimate. This is why I'm going to stay on this line every time when you go to the bank to make the payment. I'm going to stay on the line. I will not leave your hand, okay, until we get complete with the security walk. Sorry?
My dad's already sure he's comfortable around it too. It's all right.
Sir, he doesn't know he doesn't know what we have done. I have shown you all the problem. I have shown you the picture of the hacker. I explained to you everything. And you have seen all the problem by your own eyes. So what is wrong here? Nothing is wrong. Everything is crystal clear to you. I have explained to you everything. Why we are providing you a security, what we are going to do. I have explained to you everything.
Well, I don't know when I'll get there. Where is the security going to sit? Will I have to see him first or what?
Sorry?
they just treat the people who's waiting for it, or what?
No. You won't be able to see them. Tomorrow, our security people will come at your home, okay, for the checkup of your modem. Tomorrow, all right? In the bank, you won't be able to see any of our staff over there, okay? You just go to the bank and make a payment. That's it.
Still doesn't sound right.
Sir, our security people will be in Suncorp Bank because the hacker are using some Suncorp account and they are going to receive the money in Suncorp account. So they will be in there in order to catch the hacker. They won't be into your bank in NAB because you are not making a payment to the NAB account. You are making a payment to Suncorp account, which is hacker's account. Okay?
I still don't know where the
idea. Sorry. Sir, actually, I told you don't have technical idea. You are getting confused. Don't get confused. Follow my instruction. You will be safe.
I'm not confused. I'm being cautious.
Because you are thinking over. You are overthinking now. You are thinking too much.
Well, I'm going to go now.
Sorry?
So see that I'm going.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to know anything more about this.
Sir, I am on the line. You need to carry your mobile with you, okay? Once you reach outside the bank, let me know, okay?